heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your host and game master. This week we are concluding our Kagamatsu series. I sincerely hope you enjoyed this as much as we did. Thanks to Liz, Darcy, Alan, and of course Alex for playing this with me. Before we get to the episode, I want to talk about some cool stuff we've got going on right now. And one of those cool things is the A Woman with Hollow Eyes Season 2 Kickstarter. I'm recording this promo way early because I'm about to head to Megan Dornbrock's wedding. You should congratulate her and Dan, by the way. But at the time of this recording, we're about halfway there. If you enjoyed what we did with Season 1 and you want to see more, be sure to head over to our Kickstarter page and support us. You can do that by following the link in our show notes, checking the network's Twitter account, or going to bit.ly/hollow-eyes2. As I mentioned earlier, I'm headed to Megan Dornbrock's wedding. Megan is the host of Modifier, and one of the people that keeps the network running. Meg, along with Palomi, is hugely responsible for us having our brand new website, and from preventing technical difficulties from swallowing us whole. Meg, you've been such a dear friend over the years. I feel so lucky to be working with you, and I wish you all the happiness in the world. Me attending this wedding means I'm going to be in New York City. I'll be spending a few days over the next week in Brooklyn. If you're a New York-based one-shot listener, be sure to watch my Twitter feed for any possible public appearances. I haven't taken the time to plan anything, but I'll try to squeeze something in. With all of that out of the way, I'll see you in the mid-roll, heroes.
I would definitely like to go for a touch, if I could.
It's not that Ayami, hard. I know
you had a question.
I know you
wanted to do a scene.
I can wait.
Okay.
I want to see the touch happen.
Okay. We all want to see the touch happen, listen, quite frankly.
As far as I'm concerned, a touch isn't that hard.
Okay.
Well, not everyone is cool and bold like Jury.
I'm charming.
Yeah, he touched you, but was it lasting impression that you...
Well, no, I got it was both. A touch. Goofed. It was a touch.
No, I got both.
Okay. Oh, I thought we goofed one.
No, I got both. Remember, she called me stupid.
No.
No, no, Kagamatsu.
Kagamatsu called me ridiculous, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, good ridiculous.
In a cute way.
I think we were afraid for a second.
Yeah.
Which is what you might be remembering.
Yeah. Mm.
So you're going for a touch. Do you have ideas about where this scene might take place? It's up to me, but...
Yeah, I do have ideas. I think the ideal place is either the graveyard... or the shrine. And we haven't seen the graveyard yet.
Yeah, so it's the graveyard and it's at night. And
wow.
I want to start the scene with the two of them already there. You don't have to wander in.
Great. I wasn't going to wander in. I was there.
Yeah, so we're there, standing there looking at each other. So whether I've walked in on you at someone's grave or you've walked in on me, it's unclear at this point. But we are standing there looking at each other in the graveyard.
I think it's clear to me what happened, because between us, there is a small fire in front of a stone. And she is looking down again at her hands, which are sort of folded in front of her, trying not to make eye contact with Kagamatsu, who's right in front of her. And she says, "I didn't think anyone would be here."
And he says, "I should not have interrupted.
I just like to keep him warm."
Kagamatsu nods.
And I think at this... the wind starts to blow, and like, even though we're not getting a symbol of like the volcano monster or anything, like there's a little bit of that on the breeze, you know, mm-hmm. and that is causing this small fire that I've lit to dwindle a bit, and mm-hmm. basically forgetting that Kagamatsu is there, I bend down quickly and I take one of the smaller pieces of wood that he's cut for me, and I snap it in half and place it back on the fire to keep it going.
Kagamatsu stands next to you and stands upwind from the fire to shelter it slightly, looking down at you.
He died outside.
The one who took care of you and cut meat for you.
He didn't take care of me long. I took care of him most of the time. But he grew up.
Younger brother?
Yes. He was supposed to go to war. But he didn't even make it to that.
He looks in the direction that the wind is coming from and says, "There's something much more frightening here."
She closes her eyes, trying to hold back tears that are starting to well up. I know.
Roll.
Dang it. Oh my god.
The threat is real.
That is horrifying.
No.
Wait, is that four sixes?
That's four sixes.
Okay, well, I don't need to roll. Okay, well, the threat makes itself known.
God.
And you fail to get your touch.
I can't even do a desperation move on it.
Nope.
Oh, I hate this.
There's nothing I can do in the face of the threat.
Jeebs. The lava monster.
Oh, I hate this. Oh.
And he knew.
It was so good.
He knew.
So how do, I mean, we had a gust of ash come down from the mountain, but how does it appear in this moment? Does anyone have any ideas?
We've got a fire right through in front fire. Of us, right?
There's a fire. Ooh. I think we see something
in the graveyard
glowing in the distance.
Oh, it's so spooky.
Through the flames of the fire? And is it distorting it?
I don't think the fire's that high.
Oh, it's really tiny.
But I do sort of like the idea of like the ash that I sort of mentioned that was drifting. I cursed us by alluding to it at all. The ash that I mentioned was drifting. Like you just see more lights show up. As she opens her eyes a little bit, she can see the lights in the distance. And she just says, we have to go.
Okay, cool. We'll end it there.
Oh, very nice.
No touching.
No touching.
Oh, Ayame, so I gotta cross that one out.
You gotta save us. Get that touch.
I don't want it. There's the,
there's
the
no
idea
way
of Ayame ever getting the touch is impossible.
Maybe not the touch then.
Because of the charm. You have one charm.
I have one charm. Unless Kagematsu rolls like six sixes, there ain't no way I'm getting touched.
There ain't no way.
Never been kissed, Ayame.
If you fail to get an affection because of the looming shadow, a townswoman does not mark off the affection attempted. But if it was her desperation that gave the third six, it is marked off.
Oh.
So in this case, you could potentially go for a touch again.
That's why desperation brings monsters. That's what I learned.
I'm trying to remember if one of my rolls
that's
was that.
That's the moral of this game.
Because I had the last one.
Oh, did you mark it off?
Yeah, I did that. So maybe I should unscratch that.
Yeah, take it off.
Sweet. Yeah, that changes the game.
I'm sorry.
Take it off. Couple meetings for Kahori.
Are you good? I'm so nervous.
Is everyone okay?
Keep my hands back here.
I've been having like a minor panic attack this whole game.
It's really hard.
Ayame?
I don't want to. I want a secret. I want a secret from Dadamatsu real bad.
Well, what's your fear?
Four.
You have four.
I haven't gone yet this round.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we should. Okay, we should go.
Right.
We should, yeah.
Or does that how that works?
It's more like we start with whoever has more, like whoever has the most fear kind of gets first claim on it if they want to. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, do you want something, Kahori? Is there like an affection that you want?
Let's see. I'm down to a five.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I was thought like, you were still at eight, and I was like,
we need to fix it.
No, I'm okay. I'm not jumping at the bit. I'm very curious to see what Ayame will have.
Okay, cool. Then we're good. Ayame, what you got? I mean, what do you want?
I would like a secret told.
A secret told? Okay. Okay. Man, we got to do a scene in the watchtower.
Yes, I was hoping for this.
Mm-hmm. Your secret's hiding spot.
It is sunset on the very next day, and he is overlooking the woods by the graveyard. He's not messing around with this thing. He's become not necessarily protective of the village, but certainly intensely curious about threats to it because he is sort of living here right now.
So I climb up the last few steps to the watchtower and I'm kind of like surprised to see him at the top, but I don't freeze up or run away because at this point I know his name and he's not so scary to me anymore. So just from behind him and at the top stair, but not like quite on a level with him, I just say, Mr. Kagematsu, am I disturbing you?
He turns around and he says, it's dangerous up here.
Oh, I come up here quite a bit for sunsets and sunrises.
He nods and turns back to the forest, but sort of jerks his head towards one corner and says, well, that explains that. And in the corner, there's like a little sewing project or like some half-graded roots, mm-hmm. something that you were working on.
Yeah, I blush and I say, I'm sorry for the mess. I wasn't expecting anyone else up here.
He says, no one else comes up here. Mm-mm. This is a vulnerable place.
Maybe a little. I like getting to see the long distance. And I point out beyond the trees and I say, sometimes I pretend I can see the village that used to be behind those.
What happened there, Ayame?
I didn't always live here in Goatshine Springs.
I hate you.
It's canon now. It's canon. Before I came to Goat Shrine, my family and I lived in a village beyond those woods. While I was here tending
frog
to some
moat
sick
village.
Yeah, frog moat village. That's canon now too. While I was here tending to some sick, when I returned, the town had been covered in feet of ash and smoke. I didn't find anyone.
He doesn't turn back towards you. He asks you, who taught you to use herbs, Ayame?
My late husband. And I just look down at the wood of the floor.
Okay, roll it.
Come on, dice.
Six.
Okay. That's not bad. 16 and 4 is 20.
Jeez.
Wow.
Always with the...
Yeah.
So innocent.
When I lost my wife.
Oh! Ha! Sorry.
Save your applause for the end of the performance.
He told me a secret.
excuse me, my wife.
Liz, you're a monster.
Okay, I'm calm.
He stops there and pauses. And you see just his hand leaning on the railing of the watchtower. His hand just clench. He says, I blamed myself. Not even for not protecting her, but for not being there. And then he shakes his head. I'm going to call an end to the scene unless you would like to push.
Very good.
Wild.
What fear are we at, Jimmy? What do you have?
Four. He's down to three.
Nice. Okay, I still have the high spear.
Four, five. Yeah, you got to, Kahori, you got to
fix it up.
Accomplish some goals.
Excuse me. Nari, I have a plan in motion. I don't need your your help.
It seems like you're the weak part of this plan.
Hey, hey!
She's in a supervisory role.
I guess that's true.
Besides, I'm the only one with the social capital to be a mean old woman who gets to subvert gender norms of young maidens.
I think she does yell at me for almost crying in front of him. You're going to jeopardize our position.
Buck up, soldier. Excellent. I am looking for... I would like to retry a lasting impression. Because
okay.
That's the one where the threat emerged.
Okay, sure. Let's see. Do you have any ideas about where we might set that scene? Do you want the map?
Hot springs could be fun again.
Hey, yeah, we've only ever seen one person.
Hey, I have arthritis. Hey, it feels good on my bones. I'm only 40. I don't have arthritis. But
well, it's pretty tough to
it's
be
a tough
40.
Town. Yeah. And with all the movement of the repetitive movements of the clay.
Yeah.
I would think maybe a hot springs or inn, somewhere where like other people, a public place compared to the more intimate.
Yeah.
Coming into my workshop, basically.
Yeah, great. So baths are communal.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal and fine. Although I guess they'd be separated by gender. Eh, whatever. You're going for a lasting impression?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's going to roll up to the hot spring. And I assume you're already there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing that he's going to say to you, although he betrays no surprise on his face, is, this is the first time I've been here when there was anyone else here.
We're not a people who like to take time for ourselves. There isn't a lot of space for it, especially in these days. But we have reminders that even the heart needs blood to keep itself beating for the rest of the body to survive.
He says poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts, you know, just kind of putting out his towel and, you know, various things.
There's a small reed cage, which has in it a praying mantis that I think as he steps forward, it was seated next to me just outside of the bath or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just sitting on the rim of this particular pool.
Can we roll?
Sounds great. A 9 with 1 threat, 1 6.
He looks down at that and says, 2 other customers. Why does he join you?
The person who I was raised by was very insistent and taught me a lot, but was very insistent that we take time for ourselves. You can't. She has many phrases, some of which you'll hear me occasionally slipping into. All that nonsense about the blood and candles burning at ends and such and so forth. Now that she's gone, I like to take an icon of her with me when I take part in one of the self-care rituals that she advocated most. It is as though it's a moment for me to reflect on her spirit and our time together and what I've learned from her.
What about the praying mantis reminds you of her?
Many praying mantises are beautiful and strong. They have their females of the species in powerful roles. They are beautiful. They are insects that could fly, prefer to lie and wait and strike. And that was exactly the strategy and the kind of lessons I learned from her.
You hear him slide into the water. He says, apt. So yeah, mark if you're down.
I forgot about the like vicious praying mantis. I'm just a monster, and like I was like, what's a nice bug? Praying mantis is a nice bug.
No,
it's a nice bug because it reminds me of me, Kahori.
That's the least nice bug.
Hunter of small nice things bugs. And eater of males.
Yeah, I was like, that is an unfortunate pick.
That wasn't intentional.
No, I realized it as soon as the
She's
scene started.
So
I was
deep
like,
in character.
Oh, no.
Glory, no.
It's me now.
Perfect. The bleed is real.
Yep. And I'm
not
going
to. Tourniquet for that bleed, Darcy?
Oh, God, that scared me so much.
That's another dunk, y'all. You can
fired.
Mark down your dunk tracker.
I think everyone's gotten their dunk.
Oh, do we only get one dunk?
Do dunk points stack with pity or with love?
Well,
none of us have any love, so.
Oh, gosh.
Cool. I'm not going to push it.
So bad
good, scene.
Nose.
Good scene.
Good scene. Good scene.
Seems like everyone's around 4-ish.
We are 2 of 4 or 3 of 4, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down to 4 now.
And Ayame is at 3.
Okay. Well, Nari and Juri, do either of you have something? Juri, it's been a while since we've heard from you.
I don't know how it would work.
I don't know how to say words.
I don't know how it would work, but I still have space open for an introduction. Maybe like we could go for that with the understanding that like we've met, but
we haven't had like a formal,
introduction. Yeah, so I'm gonna shoot for that introduction. Mm-hmm.
Kagematsu's at the shrine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Time
one lovely morning.
Oh, it's in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's like the first morning that I met. It went terribly. So is he just like sitting there or has he been there a while?
He's walking up the steps.
Okay. So Juri, as established, is often out and about in the morning, has a nice active day. I think that they had a nice discussion when he came over to the baths the other night. Mm-hmm. Nothing at this point. We're very comfortable mm-hmm. around each other. So I get to the shrine and I'm there to bring just a bowl of fruit mm-hmm. and there to I didn't intend on staying there very long until mm-hmm. I saw him. So I just say give him a nice friendly hello and leave him to whatever he wants to do.
Lovely. He says, I haven't seen you here in a while.
Oh,
just to bring up the memory of the last time we were there.
Oh, she blushes and she decides to just come right out with it. I am sorry. I was trying to be something I wasn't. And if any of the stories that I've told have taught me anything, the only thing that we have is ourselves. So I'm very sorry. We don't even offer massages, so.
He completely straight-faced says he's very disappointed to hear that.
Ooh. Drew didn't expect that kind of response.
That kind of sass?
That kind of sass.
Sasamatsu?
Sasamatsu.
Alex is doing it now.
So she, I think Drew is going to shoot her shot and say, I have all these stories. You don't have to, but I would love to know yours.
All right, roll.
Oh, this is a vibe. I hope we get
kind of
an introduction is five.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Wow.
No.
Two. Straight up twos. Twos. Board?
Four, six, eight, 12.
I've never seen a roll like that in my life.
That's wild.
Oh boy.
Five twos straight across. Yahtzee.
So that's 10, not 12.
Oh yes. It's 10.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Liz did say she was going to cheat.
I did.
Is there anything you get for having a set of five?
A set of five.
I think you marked down an extra 50
so,
points.
Next.
I don't know if you're interested in using a desperation.
I would love to. Do I need to?
Yeah.
It's, an implication
if you,
is
if
yes.
you want to, yeah.
Then oh yes. I think I'd like to show Kagematsu disdain because even the way that I said it, I didn't like the way that I said it, or I just want to show him disdain, just kind of frustration, and be like, well, or you could just say your name. We already know each other, and who do you think you are? You're just being mysterious in our home and acting like you're all high and mighty, and I don't think that that's fair to any of us. So why don't you just, you know what? I don't need anything from you.
Roll it.
Please.
Come on, please.
Oh, I don't need anything from you. Oh, God. Please work. Oh, please.
Oh my God! Unbelievable!
Master of twos! Yes.
Unbelievable!
Now it's 12.
Now it's 12?
And it's...
So he says, introducing oneself is just a matter of being polite, which I don't think is necessary at this point.
Oh!
And he walks up the steps to the shrine.
No!
No, Jerry!
I'm so sorry.
Jerry, no, Jerry!
No!
All right. I would like to try for an introduction, if I can get it.
Jeepers creepers. And now I'm done. I'm out of charm. I'm out of charm. Good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Things are bad.
I'll tell you his name.
Useless.
Quiet, Ayame.
Oh, no.
Oh, my beautiful twos.
That was the wildest roll I've ever
had. Yeah, that yeah, is. That I was... couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Hey, heroes, welcome to the mid-roll. I hope you're enjoying this episode. Things are gonna get tense, and Kagematsu's heart will be mine. Heroes, February is coming up, and that means Valentine's Day, which means a slew of romantically themed games on One Shot Network programs. However, it also means a change to our radvertisements. For February, and the few weeks preceding February, because I don't know how to set prices for specific dates, we're lowering the prices of our personal and professional radvertisements. If you want to get a personal message on an episode of One Shot or Campaign, it now costs just $69, which we figured was a nice price. And if you're looking for a professional message, it will be the very professional price of $169 instead of $200. So if you've been considering a radvertisement, get one as soon as possible and spread the love. Now, when I return from my trip to New York, one of the first things I'm going to do is compile the next list of names to thank from our Patreon backers. So if you're looking to hear your name on air, be sure to back at $2 or more as soon as you can. I also want to point out that at the time of this recording, we're just about $100 away from releasing To Bin Bon To Jubna to the public on the public campaign feed. So if you have a little extra money and you like our shows and you want to help people who don't have extra money enjoy those shows, sign up for our Patreon and be part of unlocking that. That effort will get us so much closer to $8,500 a month, which will allow us to release Campaign on a weekly schedule again, which I am very much looking forward to. With that said, I want to thank everybody who's already enrolled as a Patreon backer. You make everything that we do here at the network possible, and I'm so very grateful for it. With all of that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
Ask not what this town can do for you.
But what Kagamatsu can do for the town.
I'm correct in just reading that as a Mayor Quimby voice, right?
Yes.
Good, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Mayor Quimby and John Kennedy are not at all different.
Good, because Mayor Quimby is the mayor of this town, of this village also.
Oh, he's the mayor of Goat Shrine Springs?
Goat Shrine Springs.
What we need is the women of this town to convince that wandering samurai to stay.
Oh, are we?
Why can't you protect us?
I have an appointment scheduled during the threat.
But we have no idea when it might strike.
Gotta go. Are we doing our...
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Conspiracy.
Oh my god! So there's nowhere in the rules for this, but since I think it would be funny and everyone else thinks it would be funny, I think that's a very good reason to have a scene of just the women chatting amongst themselves and strategizing on what to do next. So, take it away.
Should it be a tea ceremony or is it something less formal? Do we even? I mean, I feel like. This isn't the time for
how. Yeah, how formal do you feel like? Because I feel like it's Kahori's organizing this.
Oh, 100%.
Where could we go that we would know Kagematsu would not be? That's.
Oh, you don't want me walking in on this?
I very much don't want you walking in on it. So
what a nightmare.
Even if I'm wrong, where do we think?
He goes everywhere.
Yeah, he pretty much goes where the hell he wants. I mean, it's possible that there is like a women-only section of the bath, right? If there's parts of it that are gender-separated.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Sure, he's got his...
So there's a sign outside the bath that says, women-only bath, this has always been open.
Yeah, it's always been like this.
It's always been like this.
I think quietly over a bath is, I think, we go to our... private meeting space. And I've got my creepy little praying mantis in a in a cage with me.
Kahori, can you
during
not...
all moments of important decision making.
Can you not have that here, please?
Jury, do you want to save this town? We all agreed to save this village.
Yes.
Then the mantis stays. Oh, the mantis is a part of this stratagem. Nari. Tell me about what you've learned so far and how things are going.
We saw it in the graveyard. Coming out of those woods, we saw it.
Then we must not have much time left.
No, I don't believe we do.
Ayame, how have you been faring?
I've just been staying out of the way.
In times of peace, the hierarchies and demure sensibilities that we've been instilled with are valuable. But we need everyone to make whatever moves they can as our village nears its final decision point.
I understand, Kahori. I'm sorry.
Jury?
Oh, you know. You know.
I like to hear it.
No! I'm not good at this! You know!
You seem to have made many inroads. He was one of the first to open up to you.
I guess. It's not going good now. He's really mad at me. I don't know. I'm not used to all this,
The fault might not be with you, Jury. This man owes us nothing.
I know. That's what I said. I said that to him, which may, in retrospect, not have been the best thing to say to him. But if we have nothing to lose, then I don't know. I'll keep on doing my best. That's all I can promise.
That is what we must do. We can't let ourselves be bound by our perceived failures thus far.
Or literal failures. I beefed it pretty hard.
I don't believe that I can continue to do this.
Nari.
What's your objection?
I don't think this is right. I don't think it's possible for anyone to overcome that. I think we'll just lure this poor man to his death.
Oh, no.
Like my brother before him, and I will not watch that.
What do we know of why he came here? We need to know what the man we send is like. And I think that will also answer your question, Nari, of whether it is right. For a certain man, it will be right to defend an entire village that he has come to love. What do we know of him? Ayame.
Hmm?
What do you know of our Kagematsu?
He's responding very well to the treatments. He's very strong. I'm barely doing anything at this point. He's healing by himself.
He's strong in body and, of course, mind and temperament, mm-hmm. as we've all encountered.
He's very level and sometimes kind.
He enjoys jokes, if they're good ones.
He has discerning taste.
Yeah.
But it is good to know that he can relax, because I think if you can't laugh at a joke, we're sending a man with no hope left into that space, and he would never succeed.
Strong.
Every quality we name is just another that you say is good for facing the beast. You're trying to talk yourself into this as much as you'd try to be talking Kagematsu into this.
Maybe Yuri is right. But maybe not, though. Maybe. I'm sorry.
Do you want any soap or anything?
No, I'm not getting in the water.
Okay.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's really
just
good.
Standing fully clothed by the pool.
I think a man as strong as we've all identified will not be talked into doing this if he's not committed. I think you're right that we can't do it. I think he will either come to see it the way we see it and pursue it and help us, or he will leave us.
And Nari therefore gets up out of the water as you're saying this, walking like with no shame in front of Ayame.
I'm very ashamed.
She reaches for a robe on the wall. I think he is destined to leave this village or die like every other man who grew up here. She like ties it tightly and exits the bath.
Woo!
Oh boy.
What's your brother's name, Nari?
Hero.
Right. I say loud enough for you to hear, but not at you.
Loud enough for me to hear?
Loud enough for Nari to
Sorry,
hear
as
she's
me.
Leaving. We don't just fail the living if we fail on this. We fail the dead, too.
Fuck!
Oh,
man! Oh, cold as ice!
Does anyone have anything else to add?
No, make the roll.
There's no roll. There's no roll.
Is this rolling good in the game?
Make a roll. Make a roll.
I think I lean over to Ayame, and because Kahore is just like seething.
I'm a monster.
And I kind of give her like a little bar of soap just to take. You take this and use this when you need it, all right?
And I go to wipe my eyes, but then I immediately get soap on my eyes.
No.
Because I've been crying. So, thank you.
We may have lost some people. We all have, every single one of us. And that doesn't mean we can't take care of ourselves, okay?
Okay.
May I go?
Yeah, yes, you always could.
And I back away the first 5 steps, and then I like bow and turn around and leave.
Beautiful.
Kagematsu's just wandering around being like, why isn't anyone,
anyone here?
I'm hoping for romantic encounters, but I see none.
Where all those goyles that was here?
It's like in Harvest Moon when you've got like a specific set of items that you're trying to give to people. They're supposed to be here. They can only be in 3 places. What's wrong?
Why is no one flirting with me?
Furiously resetting the Nintendo 64.
Alex, I need that introduction.
You need that introduction?
I
need the name.
Get it.
I need that name.
Well, if you are seeking... Excuse me. I ate a bunch of popcorn during our break, and I hope I don't have the hiccups.
That's in character, right?
Adorable.
That was
yes,
too
that's
huge.
That's what Kagematsu says as he's chopping wood.
Just to himself.
No, you go first thing in the morning. He is always up before you. You go first thing in the morning to where, or if you were to go to where he usually is chopping wood for you, he is out there practicing his kata. Shirtless.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. She was going to go in all fire and fury, but seeing him shirtless, she falters for a minute. And I guess, like, it's a spring morning, so it's a little bit chilly out. She, you know, takes her robe and pulls it a little bit tightly around herself, and is in a very defensive position as she sort of approaches and waits for him to acknowledge her.
He finishes one, like, set of them, then turns towards you. But doesn't say anything. Just nods a little.
She bows and says, "Why are you here?" That is a hefty roll.
Ooh, man.
Delicious. Yum, yum.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Satisfying.
That was 25. Those dice look heavy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. It's a hell of an introduction.
Nice to meet you.
Fireworks go off behind him as he shouts his name.
He bows, too. And he says his full name as formally as possible. And I don't know yet.
That is not enough.
Do you want me to leave?
I do.
Oh. What are you shooting for here?
Certainly has never happened before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
no, I should have scolded Nari more.
Yep.
Stoked that fire.
I'm trying to tell what the best one is to do with this. I think I'm going to push for a touch at this point.
Whoa, that's a jump.
Wow.
Well, creepers, I did. Creepers. I mean, it's only to the next level.
The instant that you say that, he wipes off his blade and puts it back in its sheath and walks directly towards you. And he says, "You haven't been acting like that."
Oh,
she looks away.
You play the game? You play the game?
Yeah.
Did you come here to win, D'Amato?
Oh, my God.
She looks away. "It will kill you. I cannot watch that." And she looks up to meet his gaze, probably for the first time actually meeting his eyes. And only for a second.
Then roll.
Oh.
Screw this up.
Oh! Not a good roll.
Oh, James, no.
It's okay. I came in hot. So that's a 9.
And what is it that you're shooting for right now?
A touch.
Do you want to use a desperation?
Oh, Alex, I've been waiting for you to say that for so long. I am going to try and bribe him. Yep.
Okay, leave. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. That's a 4 adding on to the 9, so that brings it up to 13. Not enough or enough? Okay. So...
he...
yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah. Oh, narrate your desperation. Narrate your desperation.
She takes a bag that jingles with a weight of like a few coins. It is a paltry amount. Even to a Ronin, it is a paltry amount. And she shoves it forward at him as forcefully as she can. Her arms are shaking. "Take this and go. Don't die here."
Are you still avoiding his gaze?
Yeah.
You're looking down and holding out this bag of this pathetic amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
He holds your jaw and moves your head so that the two of you are locked eyes again.
God, I was afraid that you were going to make that move because now I do have to push even more. I have to go for a kiss.
He says, "Don't insult me, Nari."
Oh. God damn.
Oh, boy. Here we go. It's happening.
"Then what will it take to make you leave? What will it take to make you stay alive?"
Okay, roll.
Man, if he kisses you, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm going to be so mad. It's a pretty good roll.
You're going to be mad too.
That's a pretty good roll. Okay, so that is 20.
That's good.
And you got a touch.
I got an introduction, a touch, and now this is a kiss.
Okay. Wow.
Which means I'm not going to have.
Yeah. It's the flow of the scene. I knew it was like, there's a chance I might go for the kiss, but I don't want to have to all in one scene.
Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Good.
No, no. She's looking.
I'm glad you're not looking.
She's writing and she's looking. If he kisses you, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm going to be so mad.
How did Phoebe play so many of these games, Alex? This is like taking so much out of me.
One second. The math is really what takes it out of me. I hate subtraction. So what's your total?
20.
20? He says, "For you to stop lying." And he kisses you.
She collapses into it.
Of course. And it's glorious. Yeah. And they
ham it up.
Yeah.
And that, I'm good there.
Dirty ham.
Yeah, you are.
Huge creepers. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this dog.
Oh, my.
Oh. So proud of yourself. Look how smug you look, you little dirty kissy ham. Ooh.
Please stop. Oh, no.
Oh,
I know you said this isn't a competitive game, but it's very fun as a competitive game.
Ooh, I'm so mad. Angry.
So mad. He's winning with the kissing.
Nari.
But I won't be going again for a while, guys, because my fear is now at 1.
Sheesh.
I have 4. What do you guys have?
3, 4.
Cool. Do you have a scene, jury, or?
The bones of goats and men. That's it.
The bones of goats and men would make a great novel.
That's the name of this, of the novelization of this.
The bones of goats and men.
In Goat Shrine Streams, right?
Yeah. I named your town, and this is how you repay me? Nari.
All right. I would like to
which affection?
Go for a shared moment.
A shared moment? Mm. How lovely.
We've had some moments together, but I think a lot of it has been me angling for something.
Somewhat antagonistic, you might say.
Strong words, but yeah, we could possibly characterize it that way. So I think I'm looking for a different kind of shared moment.
Great.
I don't think I've done that one yet.
As long as you haven't failed it, you're good. Let's see. Where might we set this? I wonder. There's a stream that you really like, right? Tell me what you like about the stream.
I am often surrounded by the noise of my pottery workshop or kids or grandkids of the village who I'm coordinating or trying to impress values upon Ayame or arguing with Nari. And there's just a lot of vocalization going on most of the time in my life. And so I like walking down to the stream where the burbling of it is quiet, where there's no sign of man-made structures. It's just, it's quiet, and that the noise of the stream gives a white noise behind, which if there are voices carrying, I'm sort of in a safe place close to the village, but it feels far away.
He is also seeking a little quiet. He's sitting by, this is a couple days later, he is sitting by the stream and thinking about where things are with Nari and what he's going to do, and he just appears lost in thought.
I see him sort of approaching, and I assume I've already been heard, but just to continue to announce my presence, I sort of rub my... Yeah, so I slightly announce my presence and then pad down to my favorite fallen log.
I think... even that slight noise that you were kind of doing as a courtesy is actually kind of startling to him.
Oh.
He really was lost in thought.
Wow.
And so he almost sits up and his hand goes to his sword. But when he turns and it's you, he just sits back down and looks back out over the water.
I take soft steps toward my favorite fallen log to go sit on. And I'm kind of watching him a little warily. And I say, don't worry, I'm unarmed. But I'm not being too cruel with it. It's just sort of an interrogation, a little bit of his behavior. So I get seated on a log and set my shoulders back a little bit and look out.
He doesn't really respond to... You know, your kind of clever thing.
Jab.
Yeah, exactly. The banter that maybe he normally would. And although he doesn't move to get up, he says, I hope I haven't taken your spot.
I might lord around the village, but this is anyone's spot. I find it a very good spot for contemplation and sinking into the noise of the stream. You're very welcome here. By many in the village, too.
Hmm. You do own this place, Kaori.
She gives a little head tilt. Who, me?
Oh, boy. Ham, dirty ham.
Ham.
Zero innocence.
Fishing.
Hush.
You're dedicated to this place. And he almost sends it a little bit like a question.
It's a good place. It doesn't get a lot of credit. I'm sure not many have heard about it, but good people live here, and it's a place that is less touched by the war than many, and I think that is something worth preserving. You might not think this looks like not touched by the war, but I know what's happened to other villages.
He turns to you and says, I know what the war looks like. You don't have to explain that to me. Mm. I didn't mean that to be harsh. We're all in this together. And then the two of you sit next to the stream in silent acceptance of the terrible, terrible times that you live in.
Perfect.
Do you want another affection?
Mm-mm.
No?
Right. Okay. That's that. It, the sanctity of the mm-hmm. burbling stream demands that you don't push it, okay? Excellent.
I am a babbling brook.
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm sorry. There are mountain goats here. It's a perfect joke. It's technically perfect, Liz. Ugh.
Okay. Who is it jury time?
I want to try and just a smile. Just a smile.
Aww.
Would be good. But it's innocence points, so we'll see. So I just want to see, hope everything's okay.
All with right.
A little smile.
Let's do that. Honestly, we've done so many scenes at the hot spring. Is there anywhere else where that you might be interested in? Because otherwise I'm taking us right back to the old springs.
I think like maybe if we're just walking past each other, like on the way to our various things.
Sure. Yeah.
Just like can, on a walking path.
Pass by each other.
You to make preparations for the hot springs and Kagematsu to just laze about town.
Just, he's figuring stuff out.
Just flirt with another girl.
He's going to go be shirtless. He needs to go be shirtless somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Oh, man. I forgot he was shirtless when you kissed him.
Oh! Oh! So bad.
Nari!
Oh, God.
Men say they want innocence, but they want charm.
I haven't said anything.
All right.
So, yeah, why don't we just pass each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I'm walking down the mountain, you're...
I've decided I'm doing something important.
Okay.
But I don't have to reveal what that is.
Okay.
Classic cool. Kagamatsu.
It's very important, though. Can't tell anybody. So I'm just walking. I've gotten over the shame of yelling. Well, I don't expect to see Kagamatsu walking down, but I am determined to keep my pride. So I just stick my head straight in the air and just walk past him and with a nice light nod and make my way down the steps. And I trip a little bit and curse under my breath. It's like a really quiet. Oh, shit. Because I was trying to be so cool.
Liz, as soon as you started setting that up, I was like, I hope she trips. I hope she trips.
Those mountain paths, those little cobblestones around.
I was trying to be so cool.
Just roll it. Just roll it. Slapstick roll. This is beneath me.
Wow.
Yeah, I got 7.
That's good.
When you look up, he's standing over you, and he seems to be smiling despite himself.
Yeah.
It's not a joyful smile, but
that's
he
enough.
Just...
Oh my gosh.
That's enough. And so I get up, dust myself off a little bit, go, and just make my way down the path. I don't even talk to him. That's it. All I wanted was a smile.
Awesome.
That's all right. Okay, great. Lovely. Let's see, so you're at 3 fear. Anyone else at 3 fear?
Mm-hmm.
3. Well, Ayame.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
I mean, I want so much.
You know.
But I'll settle for a stolen glance.
Okay. Ooh. Do you have an idea of where that scene might occur?
I was thinking about my apothecary shop or wherever it is that I do my grinds.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Is that cool?
He's going to stop by.
Yep.
Which you're used to seeing every couple of days, although he's looking a lot better. And maybe there's some scarring there, but there was a lot to start with. And so it's a familiar sight when he steps in through the doorway.
And I smile. I'm like grinding something into mortar and pestle. That gives off kind of like a bitter, not like acrid, but certainly not necessarily pleasant odor. But I put the mortar and pestle aside as I see him come in, and I give him a polite bow. And I say, good afternoon, Mr. Kagamatsu.
And he says, thank you for everything you've done.
My pleasure. You don't need any other treatments at this point. We just let healing take its course.
I know. And it seems like that would be the point at which he would go. But he sits down beside you for a little while and he says, please continue your work.
Okay. And I kind of pick it up and I'm like trembling a little bit as I like try to focus on grinding things. And then I kind of overgrind them and I'm like, oh. And I put them down and I like start mixing things.
You want to roll? Then,
yes. Here comes my one charm die.
No, it's a six.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
How poorly can this glance go?
Are you desperate?
Yes.
Well.
God, I can't wait to see Ayami do literally any of the desperation moves. Literally any of them are going to be great.
What am I going to do? I'm gonna bribe Kagamatsu.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as he's like sitting there and watching me, I feel his like presence impeding my work. And in like a kind of anxious move, I just say, "May I offer you some tea?"
All right, roll it.
It's not a good bribe.
No, it's not.
No, another six.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's a very not good bribe.
Ayame, how are you messing this up?
I got no charms.
You're hecking it up.
Oh.
And he leans forward and puts his hands on his knees. And he says, no, I shouldn't waste any more of your time. And he gets up and he walks out.
But.
Oh,
and I deflate.
Crushing.
Just came by to devastate you.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Mission success.
Pack schedule.
Disappointment.
What did he come there for then? Just to say hello?
He wanted to see her.
Okay. And then he got uncomfortable.
He's doing
ruined. Ruined. I closed my shop and I never returned to town again.
He might be saying goodbye to people. Like,
this girl's trying to get a stolen glance from me.
No. I mean, like he hasn't promised to defend you. I don't know. I think it's possible he's saying goodbyes.
Somebody save this for us. Who's going to do it? Nari.
You already got that kiss.
Yeah. You ham.
So we're rolling against total fear at the end of this, right?
That's right. Collective fear of everyone at the table.
Collective fear is
what
10?
Does Kagamatsu roll with?
Rolls with the love points of his most loved.
Guys, we think that we can overcome that?
Wait, what is our love points? What?
Because I'm going to kill myself after he leaves my shop anyway.
Fuck!
Oh my god, Ayame!
Ayame, no!
I've never felt worse about a thing I did than walking out of your shop.
I know he's kissing on Nari, and now he came by and I embarrassed myself.
There's such a thing as being too sensitive.
Okay.
What do you think I've been crafting that armor for? You're not going down at the end.
Who's going down?
I am.
What?
What is?
I have the armor. There's a lava monster. I'm not going to win.
But she's going to fight.
Help.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Please stop planning your deaths right in front of me.
Oh, my God.
What if none of you have to do this? You don't know.
I insist.
Okay. Okay.
We can fight about it later.
Okay.
Jury, do you have anything? Or should I just go for this promise, which I don't even know that I can get, y'all?
I mean, you can try other things and then push your luck.
Yeah, the only thing that I have like even a shot at is a roll in the hay. So
yo,
don't you
don't give it to me. I want it so bad. You gotta get
it. Some conflicting messages over here.
Attempt it and fail.
Attempt it and get it.
The chorus.
Get it.
It's conflicted here.
Attempt roll in the hurt.
Woo. Oh, hello.
Okay. I'm gonna do it. I'm going for a roll in the hay. Oh,
I have never before seen in my years playing this game, someone go for a roll in the hay from the get-go. Normally people push their luck to that point.
Really?
Yeah. So this is very interesting.
Do it.
So
you're not planning on going straight to promise from there, are you?
It's going to depend on if I roll any sixes, honestly.
True. Got it.
So this is going to be set at your restaurant. It's the middle of the night, and Kagematsu has stopped by, even though he knows that the door will be closed, and he's banging on the door.
From the other side of the door, he hears, "Come in."
He steps in and closes the door behind him, and he doesn't say anything to you.
The lantern lights are low, and you can see that there is a bottle of rice wine out in front of her. She's just behind that bar, like she was set up to be looking at that door.
And he walks over and pulls up a chair, and he pours one for himself and drinks it in one gulp, but he has not taken off the backpack that's on his back.
Ayame told me that you stopped by.
I wanted to say goodbye.
She smiles wistfully. I'm glad you did, although it is difficult.
He looks down and he pours himself another drink. And he says, not too difficult.
If I could, I would like to make it more difficult.
What? What?
Roll it.
Roll?
It's okay. I've got a lot of pushing that I can do. Oh, that's two sixes.
Oh, no.
Which is not good.
What have you got?
I've got 15.
You're gonna have to use desperation.
Oh, Alex, you say that like I think it's a bad thing. This scene sounds so much better if there is some desperation. How does he react physically to that implication?
He doesn't look up from his drink. His whole body just freezes.
Excellent.
Boy, boy.
She walks out from behind the counter. I think the shot on the camera is just on Kagematsu being frozen up. And then we just hear off screen a robe falling.
Roll that die. Yes.
Oh, that's only one.
Oh, gosh.
So that's 16. But I do.
And then we hear a chair being pushed back. And we see his pack fall to the floor.
Duh.
Yes. It was only 16.
And that's all we need.
That's the roll in the hay.
That's not all we need.
So I have a question. A very serious question.
Those go away. In between.
So they
go away in between attempts, yes.
So I would be down two dice.
No. They just get cleared from the shadow tracker.
They go back in your pool.
Oh, yep. Okay. So then I'd be back to five dice attempting this six promise.
Dice.
Mm-hmm.
Six dice.
Why six?
Five. Oh, sorry. You're...
I'm at five.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm five and two.
Okay.
I've got two innocence, five charm. Five looks like a six.
Yeah.
Did you...
He rolled a desperation, which added one.
Right.
Which is why there's six in the pile.
Five of you, though. No? Am I counting wrong?
The no, there were only
seven. One I pulled in for the desperation.
Well, he was going to pull another one in to do another desperation.
Yeah, he'd already grabbed one to do another desperation.
He's
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also cheap.
I'm only rolling dice on this side of the wire.
So
if it will help Alan, I will.
No, I just got confused about when dice return to pools and whatnot. Sure. Yeah,
Nari.
All right, then I guess I
gotta... So when do we set the I mean, I'm assuming. Yes, thank you. When do we reopen the veil? Because, I mean, this could be a secret archive thing, so.
Yeah, oh boy.
I mean, no pressure, number one kiss boy.
Wow, way to call me out, Alex Roberts. Fine, she is on top of Kagematsu.
My girl, Nari, does not disappoint.
And she is holding the back of his head.
Mm-hmm.
She runs her fingers through his hair and tightens her grip just to pull it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that now they are looking in each other's eyes as they are moving together.
Mm-hmm.
As he is lost in this world, she like draws him out of it with her gaze and says, I want you to live.
Is this a promise?
This is the promise.
A promise to what?
Just roll it.
Ugh. No!
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 No! In the middle of it!
No!
I also rolled 3 sixes.
What?
I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything extra mechanically. It's just, I'm just yelling.
We're all yelling.
No, I want to know what this means. Are we attacked in the middle of this promise event?
Promise event? It just means that the threat makes itself known. And also, you can't ask for the promise twice. It just means that the threat interrupts the scene such that it now ends.
My heart.
Jesus.
I am so mad.
You know, honestly, it shouldn't be Nari to ask for a promise anyway. It really shouldn't. It doesn't work in the story. I think there are so many stronger figures to do that.
Just because you rolled bad.
You're terrifying.
So how does the threat make its presence known?
I think while they're locked in this embrace, just before he speaks to her, the roof of this restaurant is thrown open by a terrible wind.
Mm-hmm.
And above them, you can see ash flowing in the air, glowing orange, blotting out the stars. It's so full in the sky that the moon looks blood red.
Cool. Done.
Jesus.
Good.
Sexy.
Everybody has to try.
Yeah. Does anyone think they can succeed?
I think you have the best
then
shot.
Then Ayame.
Okay.
Get that promise.
I'm going to start by trying to get a confession of love. To up my chances.
Wow. So
the promise.
Nice. Does it up the chances? Does it?
It does, because
if it gives you love.
Yeah, if it gives me love, it'll lower the...
That's correct.
Yeah.
So Kagematsu is walking out of the village the next morning. It's early in the morning. In fact, it's at sunrise. So the only reason that you would see him is because you're up there in the watchtower.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of lean over curiously as he's going by. And as I do, I kind of forget that I've been like picking leaves off of the stem of a particular plant that I need.
Mm-hmm.
And as I lean over, it sends this cascade of like leaves swirling down, like tiny,
nice.
Like little twiglets swirling down around him. And I freeze up because I have a feeling that he's going to notice it and I'm embarrassed.
Oh.
When they fall in front of his face, it reminds him of this swirling ash and he has stopped for a moment and has to take a deep breath in. And when he looks up and sees that it's you, Ayame, he feels this tremendous relief.
Where are you going? I have to kind of, I say it in a normal tone and then I realize he's like 50 feet below me. And then I say, where are you going?
I have to go, Ayame.
Oh.
Will you come down and say goodbye to me?
I nod and I step away. And I slowly, because I don't want this moment, I just walk as slowly as is like proper down the steps of the watchtower until I'm standing in front of him and mm-hmm. my eyes are still down. Goodbye.
Roll. Just...
Oh. That's 2 sixes.
12 is the total.
He looks down at you and he says, goodbye. And he turns around.
Get desperate, get desperate.
I'm going to question Kagematsu's honor.
Hell yeah, dude.
Nice.
How?
Ayame shows her true colors.
She's learned well.
As he turns around to walk away, I'm going to say, you blamed yourself for something that happened to you in the past. Do you think you could live with this regret too?
Whoa, spicy. Roll it.
Okay.
Yes.
Spiciest.
No, it didn't even roll. It's a one. It just slid as a one across the entire table.
Not going to cut it.
Yeah, I figured.
He is beyond shame at this point. However, you keep pulling desperations if you just want to get more and more and more pathetic.
I might as well threaten to reveal a secret of Kagamatsu's.
Yes.
No!
Wow, Ayame.
How?
Ayame as he continues to walk away.
That stops him. Oh, it gives him pause, but he doesn't turn around.
And I say, how disappointed everyone will be when I have to tell them that they're just another regret.
Dang, 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 dang.
Yes, another one.
What's our total at this point?
14.
It's not
okay,
good.
I let him go.
Oh, girl.
He shakes his head. His back is still to you, and he walks away.
With tears running down my face, I just turn and I start slowly climbing back up the watchtower.
Jerry, you or me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I must... I must try.
You must.
I must. So, do you want me to? Or no, you.
I can't.
What affection do you want?
Privilege.
I'm just going straight for the promise.
Do it.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Straight for the promise.
Where do you? I think it's going to be. I mean, I'm still walking away.
Yeah.
So
they're like, let's see. Where would I even be? Is he walking this way?
Yeah, we can just say
away is towards the hot springs.
He's walking still through, not back the way he came.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not walking to your place, but I'm walking past the springs. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm on like a little perch because the springs are like kind of higher in the mountains. And I've seen him walking along the way. I've seen him make his entire way up the path towards, and he has to go past me, and he knows that. And just when he's about like 20 feet away from me, I shout, "Hey, be careful. Will you?"
He stops and he looks at you and he says, "Thank you. I wish you well."
"I know that things haven't gone great between us, but you gave us a little bit of hope for just a little bit of time, and I think that's more valuable than you can ever know."
He says, "I find that hard to believe."
False subtlety doesn't really, or not false subtlety. Ugh. I am ridiculous. You're right. She gets down and walks up to him, and she has a little pack made up for him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Damn, that's the sweetest game of all.
Yeah.
She hands it over to him and says, "Just because things are hard doesn't mean we can't take care of ourselves." She hands it to him. "Will you take care of yourself?"
Are you going to ask me?
Yes.
Are you going to request the promise?
Yes, I'm requesting the promise.
With that?
Yeah. Roll.
Two, Liz, 3.
Might get him to just leave.
Yeah. All right, we got 1, 6, 2, 6.
6 is a murder.
These rolls are out of control.
I have 11.
It's all up to you, Kahori.
I have a plan.
The least likely of us.
And the most obstinate.
Yeah, I have full faith in Darcy's abilities to pull this off.
The dice are in her favor.
Dice is dice.
But you all have rolled a lot of 6s for me.
Yep.
Holy shit.
So. What was the total?
11.
Not going to happen.
I know.
If we weren't on a time limit, I would say degrade yourself with infinite desperation.
I'm not going to degrade my... I'm not going to be desperate. So I just say, yeah.
And he says, "Thank you." And you can see him hesitate to accept it, but he does. Mm-hmm.
And further up the mountain, where Kahori likes to sit and look over the entirety of the village, she is standing there in her finished armor shirt, and she's got a big old walking stick that helped her get all the way up this stupid mountain, and she's just standing there in the front of Kagematsu's path, looking as formidable as her short frame can.
And he says, "Are you going into battle?"
"Not just me."
Damn!
Roll it!
Kahori!
Damn, Kahori.
Please. It's only 9.
What?
But Kahori. I only have 4 dice. But I am willing to debase myself if possible.
Oh, Lord. We're doomed. Poor Goat Shrine.
Any dice ending to this swinging. Is a good ending. Any ending is good. God. I'm loving this.
Like 4 people tried to keep this man.
Yeah, with 9, you're not there. You're not where you need to be.
I hope he agrees to do it and he dies.
I am going to beg and plead something I would never do, and I look pissed off doing it. But I how does he look? Does he just not answer? How do I know I failed at first?
You know you failed because he steps slightly to the side and continues walking forward as though he's just going to move you out of his way.
If you want a grandmother of 10 to get on her knees and beg you, Kagematsu, I will do it. And she's getting down on the staff. She said, you don't owe it to us. You owe it to yourself to try.
Roll it.
Just a 1. God. It's only a 10.
You're going to need a lot more than that, frankly.
Okay. A dice possible worth?
You would need like more than one more success.
Do it. Yeah.
I have throw yourself upon Kagematsu and bribe him. That's what I got.
Do it.
So first, I will give you, you know I own this city. You know I own this town.
So what's your current total?
It's 10. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So you could potentially bring it up to 20. If you did both of these things and you rolled fives on both of them,
yep,
you could potentially bring it up to 20. That is.
Should I just roll the 2 and we'll see what happens?
No. Even if you did both.
No! What a piece of shit this guy is!
That kind of just sucks.
I throw myself from the tower and die.
We should have had Liz's character.
You don't even mechanically need to do that.
It's not about mechanics. I want him to know it's not the thing that killed us. He killed us.
Oh my God. I go in to fight the lava monster. I'd probably just die in a volcano.
I walk out of that town. Yeah, you going to fight the lava monster enrages it to such a degree that it bursts and ruins the entire town.
Oh, even the goats?
Yes.
Especially the goats.
Especially the goats.
It singles the goats out.
Why?
Why?
Wow.
Who was the most loved?
Who was the most loved?
Was I close? It was Nari.
Of course it was.
Stupid hot Nari.
Stupid hot ham Nari. So with hot. Their stupid ham restaurant.
So hot.
Y'all, I didn't want to push that. I wanted to delay it, but you insisted.
I wanted it.
Wow.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for playing this game with me. I think you can see why I'm so very fond of it.
It's wild.
Ugh, that was so good.
So good. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. You really brought it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I like all these characters.
I need like a massage after this.
They don't even offer massages.
Oh my God.
That was one of the best lines.
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week. But don't worry, One Shot will be back next week with Pasión de las Pasiones. In the meantime, be sure to check out our other network shows, like Modifier. Modifier is an interview show hosted by Megan Dornbrock, all about why and how people change games. From the hobbyist to the professional, from house rules to publication, we all have in mind a better way to play. What's yours? You can find Modifier on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app. And you can find even more good stuff over on the One Shot Twitch stream, like A Woman with Hollow Eyes, which we happen to be kickstarting right now. Though we're doing a couple preview streams of Season 2 so you can see what you're getting into. The next one is coming up on January 25th. Be sure to join us in the live audience or check out the video on demand over on our YouTube page. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action, and this week I'm going to talk about the government shutdown again because I don't know if it's over yet in the future when this is posting. I sure hope it is. If it's not, our representatives need pressure from people like you in order to put a stop to it. Right now, government workers are actually being ordered to return to work with no promise of pay. It's tremendously insulting and infuriating. The president has placed the public at risk and is demanding that other people pay the price for his foolishness. We can fight this together, though. Now, when I call my representatives, I use a site called 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. There you can find summaries for issues like this one, contact information for your representatives, and a script to read while you're on the phone to make sure your message gets across. Calling doesn't take much time, and it can make a huge difference. As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.